Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is Story 117. Mother Yasoda Binds Lord Krishna. Last time in Krishna Eats Dirt and Reveals the Universe, the peaceful afternoon in Vrindavan was full of laughter as Krishna and his friends played happily beneath the trees. The boys gathered flowers and made forts, pretending to be protectors of their beloved cows. Suddenly, a few of Krishna's friends rushed excitedly to Mother Yasoda, telling her that Krishna had eaten dirt. With her love and care, Mother Yasoda hurried to find out what had truly happened. Tonight's story continues from that moment as we witness a new lesson in love and wisdom in the home of Mother Yasoda. In the gentle early morning of Vrindavan, the sun peeked through the window of Mother Yasoda's courtyard. The sweet smell of boiling milk filled the house, and birds chirped softly in the jasmine vines. It was time for Mother Yasoda to prepare fresh butter and sweet curds for Krishna, her darling child. With loving hands, she stirred creamy milk in a big pot, humming while she worked. Krishna, still a little boy with dark curls and twinkling eyes, decided he wanted a taste of his mother's butter. While Mother Yasoda was busy, Krishna tiptoed across the floor, hoping to reach the earthen pots where the butter was kept. He stretched up on his toes, trying to reach, but the pots hung from the high rafters. So he fetched a small wooden grinding mortar, pushed it with his tiny hands, and climbed up. With swift fingers, Krishna broke open the pots and took out fistfuls of soft, freshly churned butter. He shared it generously with the monkeys who were waiting by the window, their eyes wide with excitement. Suddenly, Mother Yasoda noticed the milk boiling over. She hurried to the stove and saved the milk, but when she turned back, she saw footprints of butter on the floor. Following little clues, a trail of creamy smudges and monkey paw prints, she found Krishna standing atop the mortar, surrounded by satisfied monkeys, his mouth speckled with butter. Mother Yashoda's eyes widened. "Krishna," she called gently yet firmly. Krishna looked at her with innocent eyes, but knew he had been found out. As soon as he saw his mother coming with a stick in her hand, not to harm, but to teach, little Krishna jumped down and ran. His tiny golden ankle bells jingled as he fled across the courtyard, giggling and darting behind pots and garden shrubs. Mother Yasoda gave chase, her heart full of both love and playful determination. Her veil slipped as she ran, her ornaments jangled and butter streaked her sari, but she did not care. Today, she was determined to lovingly correct her child. Finally, Mother Yasoda caught Krishna. Panting, she dropped the stick and lifted him gently onto her lap. Krishna wept like a normal child, rubbing his eyes, his face flushed and tears shimmering on his cheeks. But Mother Yashoda's heart melted seeing her beloved son's sadness. She set aside the stick, wiped Krishna's tears, and decided to teach him with love. This pastime shows how pure, selfless love can reach what no strength or wisdom can. Although Krishna is the Lord of all, he gladly becomes the child of his loving devotee and lets himself be bound. Mother Yasoda's affection was so deep and true that even Krishna's mystic powers could not keep him free until he wanted to show the world the power of her devotion. In our own lives, when we serve the Lord with a sincere and loving heart, Krishna is drawn to us. His mercy flows not because of rules, but through heartfelt devotion, simple affection, and loving service. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. A mother's loving determination can accomplish what even magic cannot. 2. Krishna enjoys being lovingly corrected by his pure devotee. 3. Real devotion is shown in actions of selfless care, not just words. 4. Krishna cannot be bound by ropes, but he is joyfully bound by love. 5. When we serve with a pure heart, Krishna is pleased to accept our efforts. O dearest Lord Krishna, please help me love you with a pure and gentle heart, just like Mother Yasoda loves you. Bind my thoughts and actions to you with ropes of devotion and kindness. Please stay in my heart and guide me always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for protecting and teaching me every day and night. Good night, sweet Lord Krishna. Next time, the deliverance of Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Prepare to hear how two brothers find freedom and Krishna's mercy brings surprise and happiness to the village of Vrindavana. Another wonderful episode is waiting for you.